a check-in about your annual checkups. May 10 to 16 is National Women's Health Week this year, and I wanted to encourage you to schedule your regular checkups this year if you haven't already. But as you are well aware, annual checkups aren't a high priority right now, nor might they even be available in person right now. However, the day you pay a visit to your doctor, dentist, and dermatologist will come again, hopefully sooner rather than later. So I still want to encourage you to consider what health exams you've possibly put on the back burner. This way, when we can get back to the doctor's office, you can be all ready to call and schedule your visit. So look back at what checkups you've had in the last year or two, and let's see if you're due for any this year, if possible. If you're between the ages of 40 to 64, according to MedlinePlus.gov, even if you're healthy, you'll want to visit your doctor to get these routine exams: blood pressure once a year, mammogram every 1 to 2 years, pap smear every 3 years, diabetes every 3 years, cholesterol every 5 years, and colonoscopy every 10 years. And note that if you're at high risk for any of the above, you'll want more frequent checkups. What's more, you may want to get a bone density exam if you're at high risk for fractures, as well as a skin exam if you're at high risk for skin cancer. And don't forget about your teeth, at least once a year for cleanings, preferably twice, and your eyes, at least every 2 years, preferably annually. It's also worth mentioning that since lung and bronchus cancer is a high-risk cancer in women, you may want to get an annual screening for that, especially if you smoke or have a constant high exposure to pollution. And finally, of course, if anything runs in your family, you'll want to be on top of these things more often as well. And in addition to these regular checkups with your doctor, it's important to always consider how small, consistent lifestyle changes can dramatically improve your long-term health and dramatically decrease your risk of cancer. So think about what checkups you might need when we're able to schedule those again. In the meantime, even though there's so much we can't control right now, remember that there still is a lot that we can. You can choose what you eat. You can choose how much water you drink. You can choose how much you move your body. You can choose what time you go to bed. Again, while it might not seem like there are a lot of choices right now, there are quite a few when it comes to your health. And these are choices that can help us feel empowered and in control, especially in this time of uncertainty. Imagine if you started making better health choices now. When it comes time to schedule your next checkup, think about how proud both you and your doctor would be if your numbers improved. Every day is an opportunity to move toward a healthier life. Happy National Women's Health Week. And thanks always for listening. I'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, needs some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.